Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Perdido Chamber of Commerce is very interested in going back to the way they used to operate for many, many, many years prior to the former District 2 Commissioner changing that scheme. They've had some incidents out there where employees that are manning their visitors center have told guests coming out to Perdido, you might as well not go to a restaurant here, none of them are any good, go out to Pensacola Beach, go to Grand Marlin. We don't want that. They don't want that. The businesses out there that support that chamber don't need that. We got to work together as a team, but I think they need to have their own autonomy.
Kind of an interesting allegation of sorts. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, District 1, now that he annexed Perdido into District 1 for himself. sorry, that's what I think. Anyway, it's true. He is now the commissioner in that district, and he says it's not really right that people at the Perdido Visitor Center are telling vacationers, don't eat here, go over to Pensacola Beach, which is a long trek. That's a long, 45 minutes ideal conditions, an hour more likely, something like that. Anyway, but he says, look, it ought to be something where if the local chamber is kind of involved in this or should be involved in this, that they should be able to run it for themselves, right? Why not?
I'm going to be bringing a proposal forward. So we don't have to talk about it today. I don't know if it'll have support, but I think the folks and the businesses at Perdido need to have staff that's under the control of the chamber out there, not under the control of Visit Pensacola, because the loyalty there is go out to Pensacola Beach, go to downtown Pensacola, which is fine. But when they're going to Perdido, they want to know about Perdido.
So he's saying that because Visit Pensacola, which is downtown and Pensacola Beach centric, is overseeing that visitor center, that therefore they have a bias to encourage people to go to those places because that's where their heart and loyalties lie, which is kind of a weird public criticism to bring against Visit. I mean, if he's got an issue with Visit, seems like he should talk to the folks at Visit. But okay, fine. He's raised it. So now Lumen May says,
if we didn't market the beach at all, it's already marketed. I mean, people are going to come. But I'd be very disappointed if 70% of these dollars we're putting forth in, we're not promoting everything. I mean, I've often said cultural tourism needs to be promoted. Our downtown needs to be promoted. Our cultural neighborhoods need to be promoted. And if that's not happening, then that's probably even a deeper conversation, Jeff. But, this is the first I've ever heard of that. I mean, I think it has to be equally distributed among, all of our assets, whether it's the Blue Angels or whatever we have.
And he's kind of making an interesting point here because, and this kind of comes back later as well, that we spend a lot of money marketing things that maybe are already full. Like the marginal return on the next dollar spent advertising like Blue Angels weekend, you kind of wonder, is that so necessary? Maybe what we should instead be doing is raising the profile of other things in the community. I'm sure he would love to see things in, Brownsville, maybe Warrington or, anywhere be raised that don't get much attention, including, as he says, cultural tourism, black tourism, and, sports tourism would be a big thing for him, as opposed to promoting just the beach and the blues and that kind of stuff. It's not that that's all the Visit promotes, but that's his argument, is those things too much focus, other things not enough focus. Commissioner Bender says, this business of back and forth between Perdido and Pensacola Beach isn't the issue.
I'm not as concerned if they're promoting the entire area. I think some of the concern is when they start sending everybody to Alabama. And so I think that's what I've heard is the concern, and that's what they were doing. And so, if they're sending it to, if they're sending them to Pensacola Beach or Pensacola, that's promoting Escambia County. And there are, of course, a few restaurants out on the Key.
So what he's saying is, as long as what the folks in the Visitor Center in Perdido are supporting is Escambia, downtown and or Pensacola Beach, then what's the problem? It's the county's making the money back on the revenues for selling food to these people. What's the issue? We just don't want them going across the state line to Alabama. That would be the real concern. But keep in mind,
when we're spending money to have them tell people to go to Alabama because Alabama has, the Perdido Key Chamber has members in Alabama, that's where I'm going to have a little bit of an issue spending RTDT dollars for them to tell people to go somewhere else to.
But yeah, there's Alabama members in the Perdido Chamber and there's Perdido businesses in the Orange Beach Chamber. And so you kind of got this weird over the border cross-pollinization going on. And it's understandable because, you know, sort of economic activity wise, the cluster there is more across the border than it's connected with even downtown, right? That kind of makes sense if you just didn't have the state or the county lines involved. Jeff Bergosh?
But I can tell you this, if someone went to Pensacola Beach and they said, what are you doing here? You need to go out to the Floribama, you know? I don't think you'd be very happy about it. And I certainly don't think that the restaurant owners at Pensacola Beach would be either. So that's what we're looking for. We're just looking for folks to promote the area. You know, that's a Perdido Chamber.
Well, I don't know. It's a question of like, it's a weird thing to imagine because there's so much on Pensacola Beach compared to Perdido in terms of those amenities, right? And even downtown, it'd be a weird thing to say. But what if instead of, you know, why are you here? You should go there. What if they were saying instead, you know, hey, here's some other places to check out while you're here. I mean, it's a whole different, I mean, it's kind of the same idea, but it's a different presentation. And that wouldn't, I think, be a problem if they were just trying to educate people on, you know, hey, I know you've come here to Perdido, but golly, have you seen all the food downtown? You know, right, that sort of makes sense.
If someone, you know, sent them to Floribama, I don't think I would really care. I mean, it's, again, they're, it's, we're trying to showcase what the entire county has to offer. I don't want to pigeonhole them just because they've decided to stay on in a geographical area. I mean, we want to promote downtown. We want to promote, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, he doesn't really mind the other direction if it happens.
They generate a significant portion of the TDT money.
Perdido does.
A significant portion of lost money. And over the last 8 years or so, prior to about a year and a half ago, they weren't getting anything back. They didn't feel like they were. And I've seen some things been out there. And they want to be able to control their visitor center, too. They don't want to be told, hey, look, you have to have this display on this wall. They want some autonomy like they had before, and I support that.
You know, and that makes sense, too, okay? And I understand that the members of the chamber and all the money that comes from TDT money, if they feel like it's not coming back to benefit Perdido, then I can see why they would gripe about that if that's what's going on. So, I don't know. It's one of these things where there's a little bit of truth on all the sides, but I'm not sure why we need to have this public bicker about, you know, who's getting the benefit of which promotional dollar. Maybe just have this conversation with Visit. And if it's unfair, then remedy that. But I don't know. We'll see. He says he's going to bring a proposal. So, you know, we'll see what the proposal looks like. 617 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic for us.
And not showing any slowdowns on Perdido. And it is a great place to visit. So if you
some really
been,
good restaurants.
It's a really great restaurant. Yeah. Some of the best pizza you've ever had. And you'll love it. Highway 98 clear. 90 is clear from Milton into Pea Ridge into Pace. And this is brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Service is now a call for pickup. You used to be able to just set stuff out the day of your pickup, but now you call 2 o'clock the day before your normal service day. You can learn more ecua.fl.gov. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home or both, you know, because typically people do both at the same time, you know, if you've got one, or if you're thinking about buying for the first time, right? You're finally tired of renting an apartment, renting a house, renting a condo, townhouse, duplex, whatever it is, and you're just like, I want to own my own thing. Help me get into that market. Christina Leverett, she is a fantastic asset. And I think of her specifically, like, she's great with selling homes, okay? 230 homes sold last year. You know she's great at that. Does it efficiently, does it many times at or above the list price. She will get you the most for your home, knows how to do all the little things. All that's true. But I really think of her as a buying agent. Like, she's underutilized because we talk so much about selling. But, man, I'm telling you, if you're thinking about buying a home, it's like, you know, getting the very best from the beginning. And she will hold your hand through all the problems and the questions and the uncertainties, and you'll know that everything is being done right. And she will help advise you. Like, this is a good one. This is maybe not such a good one for you. And this is what you're looking for. And this is overpriced. You know, like, she can really help you with that stuff. So if you are selling or if you're buying a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. 723-9158.
And just real quick, it looks like the front gate to NAS is backed up past sunset.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, then adds their own unique and special flavors, and serves it to you on the rocks. Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
In here about this whole issue of the Perdido Chamber visit, Jeff Bragosch and all that. One person says, you know, I know a lot of people that go to stuff at the wharf and they stay in Perdido and just, you know, drive across the state line, which makes a lot of sense. I understand that. And of course, there are a lot of amenities in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. If you were, you know, if you were in Perdido, Candy, you'd know this better than I would. If you're in Perdido, mm-hmm. It seems like there are a lot of things really close to the west compared to downtown, which is a drive, and then you got to take what, Sorrento or what? I mean, like, it's a
no,
waste.
No, that's right. That's right.
It's farther. It's geographically, it's closer to Alabama.
That's right.
Than it is certainly to the Pensacola Beach and mm-hmm. even in downtown. Somebody else here says, Andrew, this is just Jeff Bragosch political posturing because he knows he's weak in Perdido, and he's just trying to, you know, make some hay while the sun is shining and make it seem like he's on their side. I understand that argument too, especially because, you know, coming up to the election next year, he's going to have to really fight against all the people that he made angry, all the condo owners.
Oh, sure.
For the beach access stuff,
right? I forgot about that.
So now there are other people that are going to very much be on his side for, you know, disclosing the documents that somebody else basically asked for and discovered about the public access along the beach. But I am sure that there are a lot of people in Perdido that are very unhappy with him over that. So, you know, he's looking for any way he can to shore up political support, which again is what a politician's supposed to do. You know, find a way to, you know, make people like you for what you've done in office and obviously do the right thing and hope that people like you for what you've done in office. 624 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The man accused of leaking sensitive Pentagon documents on social media, now asking to be let out of jail. Jack Teixeira's lawyers made that argument yesterday. They say he's charged with the same federal counts as former President Trump, whose release was not opposed by prosecutors. Israeli President Isaac Herzog headed to Washington for a meeting with President Biden today. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. This visit comes as the president invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the U.S. for a visit later this year. And over the weekend, Congressman Matt Gaetz was in West Palm Beach. He was a speaker at the Turning Point Action Conference.
God's love does not halt for the limitations of man, and God's reach does not stop at the schoolhouse gates.
And he made an announcement. He says he's going to be introducing a national prayer in school law, and if that's adopted, it would require schools to allow students the opportunity to pray if they want.
Yeah, and you know, whenever Matt makes a speech in which he uses specifically the term gates, I always feel like he's just doing it for reasons. Because his last name,
right?
You know, at the schoolhouse doors is the typical expression, but you know, it doesn't stop at the schoolhouse gates. You get it? Get it? What I mean? At the gates? Open the gates, baby.
It's a double meeting.
That's right.
It's nice.
437-1620. This is what people who are good with language do, right, Matt? Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We still can't have that Gates Pride Parade? I keep asking. If you have traffic tips, you can always text them in at 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And not showing anything, the 3-mile bridge, the General Chappie James doing just fine so far this morning. And looking over in Perdido Key, not showing any issues. The only thing that I see is the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It is backed up past the Shell, past Sunset, almost backed up to, 90. So if you see an accident or a slowdown, again, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, vehicles that are 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. A lot of them come back off of, like, corporate lease programs and things. Like, we got ours because it was a lease and it came back after a year. And in Orlando, the dealership couldn't sell it, so they put it up for auction and Frontier went and bought it. And then we got a smoking deal on a car. Like, that's kind of how that works. But the reason I say this is because they have a great selection. Lots of different cars that you can side-by-side compare in whatever category you're looking for, whether it's trucks or vans or, you know, even Jeeps or sports cars or sedans or whatever it is. And then you can see all the different makes and models that have been made in the last couple of years, all right side by side. Compare prices, compare features, compare, you know, how well does the seat fit your butt? I mean, you know, the stuff that matters when you're driving a car for a long time, right? You can think it's great, and then you sit and you're like, not so great. That's the point, okay? Side by side. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 627 on News Radio 92.3. All right, Candy, you have brought something up, and it is now officially time to ask the question.
Oh, I'm not pregnant. I just look like this. I have gained some weight.
I only ever one time made that mistake as a waiter. You make that mistake one time, you never make that mistake again.
Oh, that's not your question.
And No. Just kind of like, you know, you shouldn't propose unless you know the answer, and you shouldn't ask a woman if she's pregnant unless you already know the answer. These are basic rules of life.
Just let that be a lesson to everybody.
Basic rules of life. But that is not the issue.
No.
That is not the issue.
Oh, what's your question?
Is it the 3-mile bridge?
Oh.
Or is it the Chappie James Bridge? See, now that it's officially been named, we can ask this question. You, by the way, kudos to you, have taken the initiative in traffic reports for, 6 months at least, probably. You've been kind of mentioning it the Chappie James, which
Who
is
was it that we had on the
Alan
wrap
Gray
that told me? He said, well, we're waiting for you to start calling it the General
right.
Chappie James. And ever since then, I always say both.
Alan Gray, who was very instrumental in the bridge, the naming, vitally instrumental in getting the roundabout and the flyover done. I mean, like, it wouldn't have happened without him and Steve Dana and their organization. So credit where credit
awesome.
Is due. Yeah. But okay, so this is my question. And I haven't set up a poll. I should have set up a poll. I wasn't prepared to do this, so you caught me off guard, but here we go anyway. 437-1620. You call it 3-mile or you call it Chappie? That's it. I just want to know, because you can call it both. But I always, you know, honestly, kudos to you. If there's anybody in all of Pensacola who is super popular who could just start calling it the Chappie and people will follow, you're the one.
Oh, you think?
I don't think I have that kind of cachet. And I long thought about this. I thought, because I felt like I'd be going against the habit, against the grain, against the what everybody's going to call 3-mile bridge, regardless of what the official name is. And so I never thought like, and I didn't want to be the one to make it change either. I don't know. I felt very torn about it. I want to honor the general. I also want to honor whatever. I don't want to speak like I'm trying to correct what everybody else is doing.
Right.
So I kind of felt very torn about it. I will probably always call it 3-mile, and I've been here 9 years. Okay.
Well, Bobby,
I think a lot of people also same thing.
Of course.
But you were going to say, Bobby, what?
Said that, it had a name before. Did you know that?
Of
course
sure.
it did.
Nobody,
right. But nobody called it the Beale or the whatever.
Right, that's
but
right.
Yeah. I'm always going to say both. Call it the Chap, but it's 3 miles. I get why people are calling it the 3-mile bridge.
I did have a son of mine ask me, how long is it?
Like, when's the War of 1812?
Yeah, okay, that's right. When did the War of 1812 happen? Sure. 1904.
Right, the Bay Bridge is Bob Sykes, but people call it Bob Sykes now.
That's right, they do, but no. That's what I've always known it as, the Bob Sykes Bridge.
Right, because it is.
Right. All right, 437-1620, let's see here. It's a 3-mile bridge. It'll always be a 3-mile bridge. It'll always be a 3-mile bridge. It'll always be a 3-mile bridge. 3-mile
I know,
forever.
I know.
I'm sorry, but I'll be calling it 3-mile bridge. Even if it was named after me, I'll still call it the 3-mile bridge.
I know. I know.
Great
I
answer.
I know it, right? I'm always going to say both, just so everybody knows.
But. And, you know, I certainly no objection. I like the fact that you remind people that it does have the thing, particularly to honor him, which is
absolutely
a great thing to honor.
Absolutely, yeah. Make, you're sure you check out the thing that they just put in there. That's
exactly. And the thing, you know, the statue and the phantom and the flag that's all coming, all of that great stuff. So I was just kind of curious where people are. I thought that's where most people were.
Oh, that's where everybody is, yeah. Same text we got last week. Yeah.
David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Green Mountain Bridge.
Well, we've...
The Chappie, then.
Okay, we love
the
you.
Chappie, then.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Georgia's Supreme Court denies former President Trump's attempt to block an election interference investigation there. There's a pretrial hearing today in the federal case over Trump holding on to classified documents.
The former president was indicted 5 weeks ago, and special focus has been on presiding U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee. Lawyers on both sides are at odds over the trial date, with prosecutors proposing a December trial date, and the Trump lawyer saying it should be put off until after the 2024 presidential election.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Nobody won the Powerball lottery jackpot last night.
The new jackpot for Wednesday's drawing will now be at $1 billion, which is a cash value of $516.8 million. The last time someone won the Powerball jackpot was back on April 19th for a top prize of nearly $253 million.
Fox's 10 Lidner. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing is $640 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio, 92.3, 79 right now in Pensacola, and looks like mostly cloudy skies. Jury is seated. Opening arguments have been made in the trial for one of the two people that are named as defendants in the murder of Ladarius Clarity.
At the close of the evidence, at the close of the case, the evidence will show that Quavian Snowden is guilty.
At the end of this trial, you will find that there is reasonable doubt that Mr. Snowden did not commit these crimes that he is accused of. We will then ask you to return the only just verdict, and that is a verdict of not guilty.
Now, Channel 3 was there in the courtroom for 23-year-old DeKavion Snowden's trial. It started yesterday. He's facing a mandatory life sentence if convicted. Back on July 1st, 2021, Ladarius Clarity was driving when his vehicle was driving his vehicle on Fairfield in Hollywood when he was ambushed and more than 40 rounds were fired into that car. The second defendant in the case is Amos Snowden. He's expected to be back in court in September. A special city council meeting in Milton that was scheduled for tonight now appears to be pushed back to Saturday. This comes after the top candidate for the city manager job to replace retiring city manager Randy Jorgensen withdrew from consideration this week.
My hope is if I'm not the person that you select, that you are successful in whoever it is that you select, because it does mean a lot to a lot of people. So
Thank you so much. Sure. Really appreciate you, sir.
And that was Scott Collins last week when he came in for an interview. Moments before the council voted unanimously to enter into contract negotiations with him. And the Santa Rosa Press Gazette breaking the news yesterday that Collins has now withdrawn from consideration. According to an agenda that had been posted yesterday, the council was set to discuss whether city attorney communications caused the withdrawal. As of now, there's no published agenda for the meeting on Saturday. As Baptist Hospital gets closer and closer to opening that new Brent Lane campus, the future of their current property is still up in the air. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves talked about that last week.
On the second bucket of Hurricane Sally DEO money, we had put in a request for $5 million that would go towards demolition or property at Baptist. That wouldn't get it done, but I think that's a step in the right direction.
And according to the News Journal, Baptist leaders say right now there's no definitive plans about demolishing the property. The city was unsuccessful in their bid to acquire grant funds towards an affordable housing plan. And Reeves says they're going to reapply for that funding in the fall. Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall scheduled to visit several cities today across the state to pay tribute to law enforcement officers that were killed in the line of duty. Some of those stops include the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, the Cedar Bluff Police Department, DeKalb County Sheriff's Office, Ider Police Department, and the Madison County Sheriff's Training Center. At each location, he'll be presenting a commemoration in recognition of the fallen officers. And it is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
A big backup. This is at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. It's backed up past the Shell Station, past Sunset, and in fact, almost to Gulf Beach Highway. So caution there. Just pack your patience, I guess. Nothing you can do if you're driving onto the bays. So, but again, a big line. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We will have a small chance of rain this afternoon, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 95, mostly sunny skies throughout the day with a low near 80 degrees. We're going to be seeing mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday with a small 10% chance of rain, high near 95, Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 79, mostly cloudy in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze and 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A U.S. chip industry trade group says the Biden administration's potential curbs on sales of advanced semiconductors to China could undermine huge new government investments in domestic chip making. The Biden administration is considering a raft of new curbs on the sale of chips to China, aiming to disrupt Beijing's use of artificial intelligence for hacking. At the same time, the administration is rolling out $39 billion in grants for new U.S. chip-making plants. The Semiconductor Industry Association says sales in China to support investments in the U.S. and help fund research that sustains its technological edge. The federal government has launched a safety effort aimed at reducing and preventing workplace hazards in warehouses and distribution centers. OSHA will conduct safety inspections focused on hazards related to powered industrial vehicle operations, material handling and storage, walking and working surfaces, means of egress, and fire protection. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
What do you perceive as the role of city government?
Provide services. That's why we exist, provide services. Everything else is second to that. At some point, sometime years ago, a group of people decided that they wanted to incorporate the city to provide services and protect the residents in various ways. And I think that's our core. So as we stay with that core and we understand that that's what the core is, anything else we can grow out of, but that has to be our focus day to day. If we lose that focus, then we've lost our real purpose.
You know, it's a really good answer. This is Scott Collins, who was the leading candidate after the round of Zoom interviews, basically, and the only candidate they voted that the city of Milton voted to have in for an in-person interview, which I thought was a mistake. I think you should have two or three. You never know how that second or third date's going to go. Also, I think that the person who's been working there for a while, you know, you want to include that person because sometimes, you know, even if you think that the outsider stranger is better, which is what the city council clearly did over Ed Spears, there's something about the person you know where you're not going to have any big surprises. You know what I mean? And sometimes somebody can look really good through a couple of dates, and then marriage is like, whoa, what did I – you know, what happened here, right? And not that I'm saying that would happen with Scott Collins, just saying in general, like general experience sort of teaches that. But he did a great in-person interview. I mean, genuinely, it was fantastic. He seems like a very good guy. He seems very capable. He had all the right answers on pretty much everything. I mean, even stuff like, you know – why it's important to balance a budget not just for the current year but for the following 3 years to make sure that you're on the right track and you're not robbing 2026 to pay for 2025.
So as we get into that, you would see for me 3 years budgets. You would see 2025 proposed. You would also see 26 and 27. The reason I present those forward three-year budgets is so we can make sure that any dollars we're preparing to spend in 2025 doesn't adversely affect 2026 and 2027. You're going to have to cash manage forward. The policy, I believe the ordinance requires that you look backwards 2 years. Your current budget includes this year, the actuals from last year, and the actuals from the previous year, 2022 and 2021. You would see those as a part of your budget ordinance, but you would have forecasted the next 2 years, and they would, in my preference, is that they balance before you can pass the current year budget that's presented to you.
I mean, that's all solid. Now, that might already be the way they do the budgets, but as an answer, that makes perfect sense to me. Even the previous answer he gave about why does the city government exist to deliver services? You don't need cities. I mean, it might sound kind of obvious to you, but, you know, maybe you've never thought about it. You don't need to have a city of Milton. What you need is a state. And because of the way powers have been delegated within our state, you need counties. Because counties provide all of the other government, all the other regulation, they provide fire, they hire out for EMS, or they provide it, or they provide sheriff, right? They make roads, right? County does the big lift, okay? You don't need to have a city. But at some point in the past, people decided that they wanted the city of Milton in order to get better services than they would have by simply saying a part of the county. And so he's right about that. That's the point of it. So like I said, lots of really good answers, and, you know, his background is very interesting.
I've had the opportunity to be really blessed career-wise, and as it relates to city government, I've been a city employee in the form of a police officer. I've been a city manager for 15 years going on, and I've also been an elected city council member. All of the views are different. The lens is always different from what you're looking for.
And that's true. That's a fascinating set of perspectives on the problem, right? As an employee, as an elected official, and as the hired manager in a city, that's a lot of varied experience and perspective. And I even, you know, Marilyn Farrow, you know, she asked a question here that I didn't expect the answer that he was going to give, but it was a very interesting answer he gave to her question.
Mayor Rainey of Fairview, where you most recently worked, told me that you created a vision there and got the staff behind your vision. Can you tell us how you did that and what was the role of council in that process of creating that vision?
The role of council was non-existent at the time.
Ouch.
That was a really toxic environment at the time. There were political strife, and there's a difference in political disagreements and political dysfunction. And they were political dysfunction. And then the staff and the employees just really didn't know which direction to go.
It's like he's coming home. I mean, you know, he worked in an environment where he was the city manager for a place that had political dysfunction. Nobody knew what they were supposed to do, and the staff was all confused and overwhelmed because the city council never gave good direction. He came in and gave them vision, created unity, and kind of solved a lot of those problems. You say, oh, come to Milton, brother. Let me hold my beer. You know, like that's kind of right. Okay, so we say all that as backdrop because this all looked like it was going great. You know, they voted unanimously to offer him the job. They voted unanimously to put Mike Cusack in charge of, you know, kind of not running the negotiation, but being the city council member on the negotiating. Really, the city attorney, Alex Andrade, is the guy who's supposed to run the negotiations. But and it's not going to be hard because he's sort of independently wealthy, apparently. Like in the emails I saw, he's kind of, you know, all taken care of. He doesn't need the money. So he's doing this because he likes the job. He likes the task. He believes in the doing of it. And which is, I understand that, you know, if I won the lottery, not that I play except during office pools, you know, I'd still like to do this job because I believe in this job. I like doing what I'm doing. So I understand that mindset. But okay, so Mike Cusack was going to take this over and just, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's and, you know, just kind of be there to make sure that it was all going right. Oh, but wait, it's Milton. We'll tell you about that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I hate it when you do that. Taking a look around. The only thing that we're seeing right now, light is out at 29 and W Street, right near the Rave Theater there. And the front gate of NAS still backed up. Past sunset, almost to Gulf Beach Highway. If you have traffic tips, you can text them in at 437-1620. This brought to you by Irish Spring. Fill your shower with a fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring and the sensational Irish Spring suds. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So thanks so much, Candy. Yep. So back to the city of Milton, the city council meeting.
Mike Cusack.
Mike Cusack had been tasked with the job of being the liaison from the city council, which I don't think you actually have to have. I think it's more of a ceremonial sort of, you know, just to keep an elected official involved in the process. And, you know, you would have like Randy Jorgensen would be the one negotiating, but you don't have him negotiating with the city manager because he is a city manager. It's kind of a weird thing. So Alex Andrade, the city attorney, is the one who's doing this. And it was an interesting move to put Mike in charge because Mike Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow are the two on the 6-2 votes all the time. Okay. But Jeff Snow, who I think was actually being kind of magnanimous in this, put him forward because he talked about how many times he'd negotiated contracts and hired people, and he knew in his gut that this was the right guy, and he was bragging about it during the meeting. He's bragged about it before. So they put him in charge, and, you know, it's all unanimous. No big deal. Fine. Until we get a special called meeting for this Thursday. Something's gone wrong. Okay. And then that meeting gets canceled. Mayor Heather Lindsay, I guess, called that meeting and then canceled that meeting. And then calls a second special meeting for tonight. And the topic of that meeting was whether, I'm reading from the item agenda for tonight, whether city attorney communications caused withdrawal of application of Scott Collins. The what now? So Scott Collins withdrew his application. He bowed out of the process. And according to the subject of the meeting for tonight from Heather Lindsay, it was Alex Andrade's fault. Well, I have talked to Alex because that's what I do, you know, call the people involved. He's like, oh, no, oh, no. And I saw the backup material for this was on the website yesterday. I read it on a break while we were at McDonald's driving home from Jacksonville from vacation. And it's like 12 pages of emails. And I read them and I'm like, OK, so this doesn't make any sense. Why would he bow out? There's nothing in there that looks like Alex did anything weird or wrong. I don't imagine he would. He's a sharp guy. What could it possibly have been since this is easy negotiations? He wants the job. He doesn't need the money. What's hard about this? Well, we don't know, except that now the meeting has been canceled for tonight. What I have heard is that there were some people making a whole bunch of extra calls to, you know, Scott. I've heard that City Councilman Mike Cusack bungled this badly. I've heard that some members of the Pitchfork Posse might have been involved in bungling this all up. And all of a sudden, we've got this meeting gets canceled because there was an allegation in the email that Scott Collins had been told that there was a movement afoot to prevent him being hired. And he didn't want to kind of get into all of this drama. I'm like, hey, welcome to Milton, by the way. He didn't want to get into all the middle of this. Well, the only reason to cancel the meeting tonight is if the mayor has discovered that Alex didn't do anything wrong and this has all been caused by bungling by various people and that it had nothing to do with Alex, which is probably the truth that comes out. So that's one, not two. It's two, not just one, meetings that get scheduled and canceled. And now there's another meeting on the agenda that nobody knows what it's for Saturday. No agenda, whatever. It's just crazy chaos right now that seems to be swirling around Mayor Lindsay, Mike Cusack, and maybe one of the members of the Pitchfork Posse. But I want to see the actual emails that I had, not just the ones I read yesterday, but there's apparently another batch out there, and I'm waiting on them. I tried to get them yesterday, wasn't able to get them yesterday. So when I have better information, I'll come forward with it. But my goodness, this was the most layup of all layups to get this done, and yet it got bungled somehow or other.
Don't mess this up.
Pressure's on, Mike.
Not my first rodeo.
But so that's Jeff Snow joking, don't mess this up. You know, Mayor Lindsay joking, haha, pressure's on, Mike Cusack. And Mike Cusack says, that's not my first rodeo. Okay, well, you know, it doesn't look like a lot of savvy and experience went into how this was handled at this point. But as I say, I'll tell you more when I learn more. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas. Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to Medicare-related plans, one size does not fit all. From plans that help cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional benefits and features, you're sure to find an option that fits your healthcare needs and your budget. Listen this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear Ricky Stewart discuss how she can help you make the right insurance choice. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community event's live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.56, $3.39 here in Florida. The best in the area, or the land really, is in Mississippi at $3.01. And then if you're in, oh man, I flipped off the screen right away. That's not good. California, not flipped it off that way, but changed. 490 is in California. I could go either way on that. 311 east and west at the Navarre Walmart Elements. 316 up 87 at the Tom Thumb Cumberland Farms. 308 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy. 329 in proper. 312 at the Raceway in Milton. 312 at the Pea Ridge Murphy. Wait until the Circle K in Pace because, the Tom Thumb Cumberland Farms, that's 315, though. I wonder if that's the member price or not. I never like to give the member prices. Anyway, 311 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, 311 at the Walmart on US 29, well, the Murphy in front of the Walmart. And then coming in from the southwest side, best price is 298 at the Pure Station on Jackson. 655 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And gas prices brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen.
Oh, thank you. Pete Moore Volkswagen for the best deal on the lowest out-the-door price, your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Pete Moore Volkswagen, thank you, Candy, for reminding
me.
What,
did you forget how to radio while you were
job? I did. Oh, I'm rusty. It's a week, dude. You know? Clearly. Anyway, tell them about the roads, Chappie fan.
I got
texts in, by the way. A couple of texts in said, I call it the Chappie, and somebody else said, we're very appreciative that Candy calls it the Chappie.
Oh, I'm glad. The Chappie James Three Mile Bridge, by the way, doing just fine, not showing any problems. A little different for the Pensacola front gate of NAS. Still backed up, not quite now to Gulf Beach Highway, but still past Sunset. Use caution there and wherever you are. We're getting word that the light is still out at 29 in W Street in Pensacola and Carr City. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Somebody texted in something I thought was kind of clever. They said, call it the Chappie until there's an accident, then it's the Three Mile Bridge.
That's right.
You can associate all the negatives.
Are those your kids or my kids? Yeah.
That's exactly right. Oh, yeah, we'd make that joke all the time. Your children are misbehaving, I tell my wife. David's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Federal Reserve looking at another interest rate hike for September. A July rate hike seen as being likely. The committee's going to have a chance to analyze inflation data before they make a decision about September. And Ford slashing the price of the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck. Industry watchers say they're trying to stand out in a crowded field of new electric car and truck models. It's now priced at $49,995, down about $10,000, and non-electric models also getting a price cut between $6,000 and $9,000.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 657, if you are 64 years old, or you're young, either, however you want to look at it, and you're getting ready to make the switch over onto Medicare, because that's what you do when you turn 65, Ricky Stewart, I know you have questions. Everybody has questions, because you've spent your whole life doing it one way, and now all of a sudden you're going to do it a different way. And you wonder what supplement is, and, you know, what is Advantage, and does Medicaid apply to you? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'm not the expert. That's why you call her. Okay, she's a good friend. I have known her as long as we've lived here. If I were 64, I would be calling her because I know she would take care of me, and she's taking care of a lot of our other listeners. So give her a call today, 341-2185, Ricky Stewart Insurance. Just look her up online if you don't remember the phone number. 657, what else do we have going on? This is... just a little note in a long ongoing struggle about the books and classrooms and libraries and all of that. Apparently, you know, the backdrop to all this with the legislature saying that all these new rules have to be followed and school districts trying to comply with all of that. Well, the Florida Teachers Union had attempted a legal sort of end around these new regulations by trying to say that books in classrooms did not qualify as library materials. Therefore, teachers did not have to follow these rules when it comes to materials inside the classroom. And the judge said, yeah, no. So the teachers union tried to thwart the will of the legislature by exempting classroom books from the restrictions that have been put on them. And the judge said, you don't get to do that. These are part of library materials. 658 on News Radio 92.3.
Future news.
That's when Andrew's back. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Century, that did not test their water for a year, will they disincorporate? Will they unbecome a city in the next, let's say, 3 years?
Oh, maybe.
You know, it's an interesting one. Obviously, it's up to the citizens there to decide. But if I were a resident of Century, I would disincorporate.
Yeah.
I would vote to disincorporate because the county can take this stuff over. And, you know, all the troubles that Century has had over the years for all this stuff. Shark fishing. Are we done with this in Santa Rosa County?
Oh.
Everybody can fish pretty much anywhere they want to fish.
And yes.
Yeah. I think that's the way it's going to go.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.